Media teleconference. We got three superstars with us today. We got 15-year veteran of JFW, Jeremy Boris. JB, say hello.
Good morning, Ross. Good afternoon, Ross, wherever you are, and everyone else. Thanks for joining us.
We have the illustrious Joseph Park. Joseph Park.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. How are you?
We're doing great. And finally, calling from overseas, the illustrious Greta. How you doing?
How are that one? People get to hear from y'all.
Perfect. Well, we will get going with today's conference call. JB, I know you got some news to share with us in other stuff. Let's also reflect back on Slammiversary. You and Joseph Park teamed up for arguably one of the most entertaining matches of the night.
The recording has started.
JB, dance floor is yours. Go for it.
Very kind of you to say, Ross. Yes. Thanks. And thank you, everybody, who sent such great feedback on a match. I think a lot of people had little or no expectations of it going in, and I think it delivered. I think that's Scott Steiner is obviously has become a cult hero on the internet. A lot of memes, a lot of gifs. Unfortunately, a lot of them are referring to me and my good friend Joseph Park as fat asses. But that is, that's his prerogative. But I think overall it was a fun match. It was a little bit of a callback or a throwback to some of the other stuff we've done previously, and really happy with the response. And my fingers and hands are still looking like a puncture pincushion at this point. So I was happy with it, and I know Joseph Parker.
Very happy with it. Very happy with the outcome. A crazy match, crazy times. Some old friends showed up. Shark Boy was there. Obviously the good Reverend Jim Mitchell showing up on the scene. So it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
JB, how many pin tags did you have?
Well, I actually had 30 in me and counted 60. So I think along the way, either something fell out or whatever. But yeah, there were actually, I think, by the time I got back to the table, I think they pulled about 20 out by the time they were left, but I have pulled out yet. I would really not recommend anyone out there listening jumping into a pile of taps. For whatever reason you may find yourself doing so, I never certainly would expect to have done that. But I would tell everyone, it's painful as F. I mean, it's not something you ever want to go through. So I would not recommend ever going into a pile of perfectly good sharp thumbtacks.
Thanks for the advice, JB. We are going to open it up for questions. All I ask at this point, when you want to ask your questions, you hit *6. Please identify yourself, your media outlet, and if you please limit to one question as you ask, and then please don't come back for a second question until we have gone through everybody, and I will notify you at that point.
Ross, can I break some hot news first?
Of course, everybody loves hot news. Go for it, JB.
Somebody say hot news. A couple things. Obviously, we want to congratulate and thank all of our fans for 2 weeks in a row of record ratings coming off the Slammiversary. We had over 3 million viewers this last week in India on Sony 6. We've tripled the rating on Friday night for Spike TV in the UK in a very short time. The real interesting thing there is the number of females that are tuning into the show in the UK, which are among the highest we've ever seen in company history. So that was kind of an unusual thing we didn't really expect to see, but the Slammiversary broadcast did great numbers in the UK the night after, and of course a couple of weeks back-to-back of record ratings on Pop TV. Very cool. So on the heels of that, we have announced live events coming to the New York tri-state area August 4th through the 6th. A lot of questions about who are going to be on those shows. And I can let the world know we have, we're going to have some very interesting names you probably didn't expect to see on these shows. First of all, a guy who's been on Impact last several weeks in the World X Cup, or the Super X Cup tournament, is Drago from AAA. He will be on those live events in the tri-state area. And also, happy to announce for the very first time in an Impact Wrestling ring, John Hennigan will be on those shows, as well as Taya, who's a fantastic female performer that has been most recently seen in AAA. So The lineups will be announced soon, but we're happy to announce John Hennigan, obviously Taya and Drago will be representing AAA on those live events in the New York area.
Awesome. Everybody loves hot news? Let's go with some questions. How about it?
Let's do it.
Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press star 6.
Can I just start making up questions now, Ross, and I'll answer
them? No, here we go, JV.
Okay. Hey,
I'll do
JV.
It.
It's Nick Hausman from WrestleZone. How are you doing?
Ah, good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. You were actually the man I wanted to ask a question to first before I jump back in line. Obviously, your match with Steiner, Abyss, and Josh Matthews had a lot of flavor that folks had kind of recognized from the stuff he'd done with Final Deletion and the other Hardy's project. I was just wondering, is this a style that you have really taken on your own and that we're going to see you be doing more of in GFW?
Well, thanks for the question on that. I guess the answer to that would be it's kind of been my style for a number of years. And I guess it was just kind of a little bit more defined, maybe, with what we do at the Final Deletion. But if you go back to, like, the early, like, the Paparazzi production stuff we used to do with Kevin Nash, a lot of the stuff that we did were, they just kind of let me have the reins on it. You can kind of see a little bit of a different style to it. So over the years, it's been a... I guess I just got a different vision maybe for things and how they can be. So while that's not a style you'd want to see in every Mac, I think as a departure, as something a little different, as a little taste of variety in a show like that, that's kind of where I think it fits in. But as far as a full-time format, might be a little tough to pull off, but I appreciate the comments.
Hey, this is Jeremy from Real Sport. I have a question for Joseph Park. I just wondered if you could reflect on what it was like to have Reverend James Mitchell back for Slammiversary and what his future is with GFW.
You know, it was a great thing.
You
know, good reference to Mitchell Park on the scene that had been wrestling. A lot of history with that guy. In my opinion, still to this day, one of the top promos in the wrestling industry.
This is Riju from Sports Kira in India. So this question is for JB. My question is, do you plan to keep on wrestling after your one-off match at Slammiversary as well? Will there be more matches?
Well, I think it was obvious everybody watching that I have a knack for it. But I think now after having one match, I've had four matches in my life. The first one was in 2001 on the World Wrestling All-Stars very first pay-per-view. I got thrown into the ring by Jerry Lawler in an open invitation company-wide battle royal. That was my first official match. Since then, I've been defeated by Eric Bischoff, I believe. He hit me in the balls and rolled me up one time. And then, what else? Was there something else? There might have been another match. Oh, yeah, no, the EC3 matches as well. Yeah, so I have not really scored the pinfall in my career. And so now that I have a big W in the win column, or a big mark in the W column, what would that be? Big W? A big W. All the boys are getting the big W's. I think I'm gonna hang out the boots. Much to your chagrin, and probably everyone across the 1.4 billion people in your country after our exciting visit this last time. And I do believe you're not going to follow up that question with any comments about what went on when we were hanging out in India together, are you, my friends? No? Nothing? Let's just move on from there. Okay. It was a long trip.
Rana, we could have you chime in. How are things going for you these days?
Well, that's a hell of an answer, Grayo.
Grayo, really?
Oh, was it me? Oh, sorry.
Hey, wake up. Tell me you
doing. All right, all right. How about 25 taxis?
Put down the pork chop and answer the question.
How are things going for you?
Don't be. Come on. My dinner is in the oven. I'm awaiting my dinner because obviously it's 6 p.m. here. It's the best time of the day. I've been doing rehearsals at a stage show that I'm doing in Scotland. I'm in a 60s play next week. So I've just came back from rehearsals. The macaroni and cheese is in the oven. I'm sitting here listening to my good friends Jeremy Borash and Joseph Park, having the time of my life. Lovely listening to all the different accents, American, Indian. This is just great.
Now, recently, Grayo visited my hometown, where I'm originating this call from now, Nashville, Tennessee. Grayo, you were here, 2 weeks ago? And
no, it was June the 6th to June the 10th.
All right, nobody cares. It was a month ago, okay? And what I'm here to tell you is Grayo came to town. I had all these big plans for him. I'm going to take him to the Country Music Hall of Fame. I'm going to take him to the Bridgestone Arena. I'm going to take him to the amphitheater. I'm going to take him to the dam. I'm going to take him across town, show him a little restaurant, some culture, some country music, Broadway, up and down. And what ended up happening, Ray? What really ended up happening when you were here for a week?
We just ended up sitting on our asses for 4 days in your apartment, eating pizza, ribs, wings, chips. We did not leave the couch. We were absolute slobs, and I mean absolute disgusting manky slobs, 2017 champions. I never moved an inch. I sat in a chair, I drank beer, and I couldn't stop eating. That's what I love about America, is the food. The food is just fantastic. I got these big plans, I'm gonna go and see the hockey and blah 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 blah, but nah, I was fine just sitting watching all TV. And it was great. I would do it all again tomorrow.
Our Uber Eats bill for the week was over $500. Just to get you an idea of how lazy and how much there was eaten. So Grayo's not been asked back. In fact, Grayo now has been banned from the Jarrett house as well. Jarrett's, of course, lives here in Nashville. And just to share a little inside info, Grayo came here and we went out on the boat. Jeff's got a nice, lovely boat. Grayo, Grayo got a little shit-faced and managed to insult most of the family at some point, did you not? And then you insulted a 14-year-old young man, and you asked him who his favorite wrestler was. He responded with John Cena, and I believe you told the 14-year-old kid to F off, and I'm being nice. Is that true?
That is true, but I didn't realize that American people... You're not allowed to swear in front of American kids. In the UK, that's pretty accepted. I didn't realize the heat I would get for swearing at a 14-year-old. I didn't think it was that big a deal, but I had absolute nuclear heat that day. The next day I woke up, I was hungover, and I was absolutely mortified because, I thought I was great entertainment. But JB, you told me I was belching and farting and drinking and sweating and everything. Yeah. And being, don't get me wrong, at the time of my life, I was out in the boat. I was out with Double J, having the time of my life, but I apparently given a 14-year-old kid. Well, I mean, why did you John Cena? Come on.
It's just cultural differences. We're going to talk about the cultural differences. Also, Roger, I know you put it out there that we were going to, over the course of my career, we have done a lot of interviews. I do a lot of backstage interviews, get very close to the wrestlers backstage. Sometimes within an inch while we're doing these backstage interviews. I got the microphone, and a lot of times they're really yelling, and I'm close to them. And a lot of times, there's bad breath. And Greta, we talked about this before. You have halitosis, is that what that's called? Halitosis?
Oh my God, you gotta tell everybody I've got halitosis. Why do you need to bring that stuff?
Yeah. I was in top five worst breaths that I've come across in 15 years. Jake the St. Roberts, probably number five. I would go for number four, Honky Tonk Man. Had very bad breath. Number three, I would put Vader. Vader, notorious for his stinky clothes. Unfortunately, didn't stop at the clothes. Goes up to his breath. I would say number two, and this is not actually somebody I had to interview backstage, but somebody I shared a table with, and that is Taz. Terrible breath, Italian. One time a fan brought us flowers before the show. We had him there at the announce table. By the end of the main event, the flowers had completely wilted. This man's breath is atrocious. Kata Hajime is actually Japanese for terrible breath. I don't know if you guys knew that. That's the finishing maneuver. And the number one I would have to say is, what a segue is going to be. She smells, if there was a scratch and sniff sticker for Walk of Shame, it would have Laurel Van Ness's picture on it. Has not obviously used mouthwash yet. Greta has found himself, she's a good-looking gal if you like a train wreck, and Greta, that's kind of what you're into, correct? Hang on, Joseph Park, that's what I'm saying.
Greta,
hey, no, she's a king talking, Greta.
Greta, don't say another word, my friend. Don't say another word. Okay, Jeremy Forrest is trying to lead you down the road, my friend, right now. I got your back. I got your back,
yeah,
my friend.
You.
We're going to get you all taken care of, my friend. You ready for the big day?
She's a king talking, Greta.
What?
Laurel, she's a keen coffee drinker.
Yeah.
Well, hey, guys, a lot of people are asking about your legal issues, Grant, but just tell everybody what's going on.
Joseph, can you explain?
Yeah, well, you want your attorney to explain the legal issues?
Joseph, can you explain those money things, guys?
Grado, don't say another word, my friend. That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
Here's Grado's situation. Grado has found himself, due to this country's new leadership, let's just say, that he is on the outs. He will be deported. He will be moved on. I, of course, being the resourceful, contingent, and very applicable attorney, have found an opportunity for him to stay in this country. And it's very simple. Very simple. He just needs to get married. We need to get the guy hooked up and get him married. And what better place than Impact Wrestling to do this? All the boys are doing it. I walk around the back and everybody's dating. Eddie Edwards has got his wife there. Davey Richards has his wife there. You know, Josh Matthews, for crying out loud. You know what happened to him. He's in the rear-view mirror. We beat him. Yeah. Here we go. Grado, you got to get married, my friend. You know the deal. We're going to get it done this week, pal.
Well, you know what? As I've told everybody before, my number one passion is the United States of America. I love the people. I love the women. I love the macaroni. I love the TV programs, the wrestling. I just love everything about America. The weather's better. I love everything about America. The beer. Love the beer. And as much as I love Scotland, the worst thing to ever happen to me would be to be deported. The American dream.
Let me tell you something, my friend. You are now a client of Park, my friend. And we're going to get this whole thing figured out, my friend. You just tune in. Tune in this week. Everybody, you'll see what's going on. But we're going to get Grado all hooked up here and get them all taken care of.
I must admit.
Grado, you're going to continue to live the American dream, my friend.
Well, you know what? I am so glad that someone like you, Joseph, has decided to step up and help me. The day that you decided to help me was one of the most emotional days of my life, Joseph. You have a track record that could put anyone else to shame.
Oh,
you're the number one guy
in
the
law, my friend.
Well, I don't lie. I don't like lying. I'm not a big liar, Joseph. So anything I say is the truth. So I'm absolutely
Delighted that somebody you is backing me, Joseph. And
I like the underdog. You know what, Grado? You don't have a whole lot of friends. I don't have a whole lot of friends. So let's be friends together, my friend.
Absolutely. You know what? This is purely business, but at the same time, the friendship that me and you could have is exciting. I can't wait. I love spending time with you, big man. I tell you what, your breath certainly doesn't smell.
Grado and Joseph, I can interrupt this love fest between the two of you guys for a minute. We do have a few more callers with questions. I'd love to get to the questions.
Mr. Ford, watch your tone before I sit my brother up here, bro.
Hot news.
Everybody wants hot news, so go with some hot news.
All right. Currently in Nashville at the headquarters, Skyway Studios in Nashville, and here, shooting vignettes in the coming soon to Impact Wrestling. If you know these guys, you're gonna love this. If you don't know them, look them up. But they are a team that goes by the name of Ohio is for Killers, and that's not actually gonna be the name they're using in Impact Wrestling. But if you're familiar with them, they are actually here at the headquarters today, shooting some vignettes. So if you're a fan of that tag team, I look forward to seeing them soon in Impact Wrestling.
Go ahead, bro. JB, you are loaded with some hot news. You know me. We go back years on that. I'm always a fan of hot news. And that's what we bring
big
every week.
Yes. Say that again? You're a big connoisseur. Let's take some questions. Here we go.
Yes.
All right. Hi, JB. This is Raj with Wrestling Inc.
Hey, Roger. How are you, bud?
Good. I just had a quick question. Thanks for the information about the live event. We had received a press release late last week that Alberto El Patron was still advertised for the Bridgeport event. Do you know if he's still scheduled for those events with the suspension?
I don't think anything has been formally announced yet. I know the whole situation is still under review right now, so I'm sure there'll be a full lineup for those events, including the guys I mentioned from AAA earlier. So I think that's going to probably be coming up by the end of the week.
Hi, JB. It's Dan from TWS Radio.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, how are you? I've got a question for all three of you, actually. As you bring the hot news, TWS Radio likes to bring the hot food. So we're asking everyone this question at hashtag Pineapplegate. Pineapple on pizza for all three of you. Yes or no?
Pineapple on pizza. I was originally dead against it. I was a big, big opponent of it. And then I actually tried it with I believe, a Giordano's. Is that the Chicago style? Yeah. And I am switching my tone. So I'm going to say yes to pineapple on pizza. Joseph Park,
absolutely not. It's sacrilegious to have fruit on a pizza. Pizza is made for meat, beef, chicken, salami, sausage, ham, turkey, more chicken, more burger, pastrami, all kinds of meats. Fruit is for when you're sitting having an apple. An apple day keeps the doctor away, but a pizza day, it keeps you in shape, my friend.
Let me take just a quick little 30-second fact. Well, it's actually not fun. It's quite depressing. Late last August, I go to the toilet. I can go to the toilet up to 36 times an hour. I shit constantly. Last year, I went for a food intolerance test, and it was announced that the following foods I am apparently allergic to, I apparently suffer an allergy to wheat, gluten, sodium nitrate, sardines, kiwis, dark chocolate, oranges, cat and dog fur, and sadly, pineapples. So obviously, for the last 10 months, I have tried to follow and become gluten-free, Grado, but it's very hard. So that clears that up. I'm not allowed to eat pineapples, therefore I can't have pineapples anywhere, everywhere up the stair or down the stair, and certainly not in pizzas. And it would need to be a gluten-free pizza as well. So yes, no pineapples.
Okay. And if there's anybody listening that has dealt with IBS issues before and done it successfully, please hit one and inform Grado how he can solve this issue. It really is, That's the thing. When we go on road trips at Grado, we got to stop every, what, half hour?
Yes. If I don't have something to put a plug in the who would you say the plug in the hole? Is that right? No.
I wouldn't say that, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, if I don't have a stopper in my bum, then basically I will shit 36 times an hour, and it is horrible. And it's not even solid shit, it's fucking
people are eating lunch. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm forgetting.
Is Jeff listening?
Ross.
Yeah,
man.
Next question.
Hey, it's Lee here from Ministry of Slam Radio in the UK. JB, just wanted to ask you, obviously a huge match at Slammiversary, and you ended up quite some violent scenes there. What sort of training regimen did you go through to get prepared for that match?
Well, you saw the training regimen on our way to the matchup. Joseph Park and I went training. We did some cardio. We ended up at a training place. We did a couple things. But the actual training itself, obviously, I am not an athlete. I don't ever want to do that again. The extent of my training for that match before the match was making sure I could climb to the top rope and not fall on my ass, because those ropes in a six-sided ring are a different, they're much harder to stand on than your traditional wrestling ring that's got a 90-degree angle. Easier to balance your feet on a 90-degree angle ring post with a turnbuckle versus what we have in a six-sided ring. So that was the main training I did, was just to get up there, practice, make sure I could jump out this thing and not fall on my ass. However, Joseph Park, extensive training, getting ready for the match, and of course, I think you can see that paid off. We both carved up before the show.
Hey, JB, Ryan Bowman from TheGrillPosition.com. You're the one guy that's never missed a taping in 15 years. You've been there through thick and thin and all the ups and downs. So with all the changes that have happened, how excited are you for things going forward? And what do you see for the announced team for Global in the future? Thanks.
Good question. And, and I get that a lot. You've seen everything. You've done everything. You haven't missed a show. How you done it. Here's what I would always tell people. So the 2 years I spent at the tail end of WCW, when you talk about chaos and different things and you read different things, I would put those 2 years of chaos in WCW up against the 15 years I've spent here in terms of craziness. That was a real hostile environment in WCW. Obviously, the pay was fantastic, so, look the other way. But the actual experience there, I think 2 years there made everything since then a complete cakewalk. So I think it maybe trained me, or at least set me up for what I was going to see. But as far as right now, the here and now, it's kind of like feeling like we got the old band back together. I look back at the period when, we were really making a ton of money on live events, doing great ratings, doing great business across the board, and I thought the show was better than it ever been. Those people are all back in place now, and we're, as we speak, we took a lunch break from a writing meeting to come out here and do this, and, sitting in a room with Dutch Mantel, who, has so many years of experience. It's just like this man knows wrestling in and out better than anyone else. Just to be around this guy as long as I have, you start to soak up the knowledge a little bit. Scott DeMore is great. Sanjay Dutt's a brilliant guy. And so from top to bottom, our creative team, of course, Joseph Park as well, are all guys that really, I think, personally, if it was to pick my dream team of guys that I've worked with, I think are the best, that gel together, that all get along well, think alike, and real egos in the room, it's that team. So from an inside perspective and inside the walls of Impact Wrestling on a daily operational basis, I love working with these guys. And the creative meetings are a lot of fun, and I think it shows in the show that, it's definitely coming around, and the storylines are taking better shape and telling better stories, so that's very cool. As far as the announcing goes, I have been told from the going forward, it will remain myself, Josh Matthews, and Pope, and if there are changes that direction, I have not been informed.
We will open it up for additional questions. If you have a second question, feel free to *6.
Hello, Bobby Matthews from Pro Wrestling Stories here. I wanted to ask, is the addition of Jim Mitchell, was that just short term, or are you guys going to bring him back in for a longer time?
Well, I think you can kind of look at the way the match went, and, you know, if you look at the story of what happened in the match, you know, he came back and we saw Abyss. So, you know, the week since then, after that time, we have just seen Joseph Park. So I would bet if we ever see Abyss again, we may see Joe, you know, Jim Mitchell. So I definitely don't think it was a one-time thing. However, you know, it's going to be a wait-and-see type of situation. But I've got just to echo his comments from earlier. That's a brilliant speaker. That is a guy who can deliver a promo. Always been one of my favorites. Always hugely underrated. Just when we're given the platform. But if you turn a guy in front of the right audience, the right stage, the right platform, he's a star.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he's legitimately evil. Like, that's not a gimmick. This guy's out of his mind. And, you know, as long as he comes to work and, you know, is able to not be evil, I guess, we're all good. So, yeah, he'd be welcome back anytime in some of my forms.
Hey, this is Jeremy from Real Sport again. Question for JB. It's well documented that you spent a lot of time in the UK. Just wondering what your favorite things to do here are.
Favorite things in the UK, very easy. I've been to the last 5 years. I've been to Ali Pally, Alexander Palace in London for the darts finals. If you haven't watched darts, it's wrestling, presentation, done to darts. It's the, am I not right? It's the same thing. It's basically you got these amazing entrances, a lot of fun, the crowd, the atmosphere. I always tell people the ECW arena reminds me of the darts finale every year in the UK. So... and I know a lot of the pro guys there. It's just a different atmosphere. It's so much fun, and it's not that I'm a fan of darts. I'm a fan of the atmosphere, and I'm a fan of you know, thousands of people just cheering on stuff because they're passionate about it. So that's very cool. Obviously, wow, what else? I love the television.
Morrison's Pizza.
I love God.
Morrison's.
Morrison's Pizza. Oh, triple pepperoni Morrison's Pizza. That's a fantastic. You tried that too, did you, Rayo?
Oh, I love it. You put me on to it. I get it. Most weeks, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's crappy little frozen pizza that they make at Morrison's. It's fantastic. So, that's real good. what else do we like? Yeah, I like Celebrity Juice, which is likely one of the funniest TV shows on television. And if you ever watch that show, you see where Jimmy Fallon gets all his bits from, because you can literally see something that they do on Celebrity Juice on the Tonight Show within weeks, usually, ripped off. So I think they're real innovators. So there's some great TV in the UK. I think that's the best thing that I picked up spending so much time over there, was how many cool, different, very creative things are going on in the UK television scene, and as obvious by how many of those shows get picked up and rebranded and remade for American audiences. So it's really, I think, the cornerstone of television and the creation of it.
Hey, JB, this is Riju again from SportsKira. My question is, so Slammiversary happened on the same night as the G1 special with New Japan coming to the United States. So was that a scary proposition for you guys, two big events happening on the same night?
No. I'm not taking away anything from what they were doing. Obviously, I think this day and age, pay-per-view is a live event. Obviously, that's going to be something that's very good. But a lot of people these days, myself included, if they really want to see something, they're going to go out of their way to watch it. And, you know, the next day, I tuned into some of that show as well just because I wanted to see it. So, you know, I think this day and age, with digital media as it is, you know, you can't really look at anything outside of really, you know, at least in America, outside of football and a few other things that can really mess with your television audience. I think in that sense, no, but at the same time, it's, you know, I think more and more people are going to be just choosing the shows they want to watch and have easier access to it, and I think that's going to be the future.
Hello, it's Nick Hausman from WrestleZone again. I have a follow-up question for you, JB, about kind of the one I asked earlier. Obviously, with that style you're talking about, the one that you've been working on for years, and with Final Deletion, you know, a lot of people talk about what kind of a big hand you had in that. Since a lot of people are wondering, you know, the future of the Broken Universe, there seems to be talk on both sides, have you had any thoughts about maybe bringing the Broken Universe back to GFW with potentially different characters?
No, I don't think so. And only because I think that's a that particular thing, and I guess, you know, if you want to call it that style or whatever, we did something at Slammiversary completely with just Joseph Park, Scott Snyder, and Josh Matthews, and I thought it was pretty entertaining. So it's more of a way I like to shoot television. I've done short movies. I've done short videos. And it's just kind of the same thing. It's an edit style. It's actually the specific settings. I shoot things with cameras. Are very specific, and I don't let a lot of people in on that just because it's got a very distinct look, and anybody that's really does that for a living, can kind of figure it out, I think. But it's more of just a presentation, a style, and more so than anything else, guys, it's just got to be different. And I think one thing that you notice in other wrestling programs is a lot of it all looks the same, a lot of it's all shot the same, and that's got its plus and minuses, but. I think in terms of being able to do the kind of things we do, and I like shooting with, run and gun. I don't like to get a lot of clearances. I like to ask for forgiveness a lot of times. And, I think the biggest legal issues I'm concerned about in terms of the Hardy stuff is just the statute of limitations. I don't want to be in court explaining why we broke into a zoo and fought a kangaroo. I don't want to be in court explaining why we're shooting, fireworks off of FAA licensed aerial means. So it's like I'm just gonna lay low on that. Not a lot of stuff we did was I think above the law in North Carolina. I didn't quite read the rules, but I just know we like to do a lot of run and gun stuff and do things kind of on the fly. A lot of that stuff you saw was completely on the fly. So that's how we work best. And it's I think anybody that was a part of those shoots will really look back on them as a true experience and some of the best stuff we've ever done and had fun doing it. That was the best part.
Hi, Mr. Boris. It's James Walsh from Wrestling Epicenter. I wanted to ask you a quick question about your match at Slammiversary. I apologize if it's been asked before, but I'm at work, so I'm going to get yelled at for this. First of all, how are the hands? And secondly, trying to lip read you after you did your plunge into the tacks. Any words on what you might have been saying just at that particular moment?
My mom asked the same question. She was asking more about the mouth, the lip reading first before she was concerned at how many pins I had in my hand. But hands are okay now. Actually, if you're surprised, as bad as it looked the next day, they're okay now. I actually had to wake up and take a shower with garbage bags on my hands because I could not get anything like the soap. Everything don't ever do anything that stupid. I urge everyone, please, dumb. So I think, the hands are all right now, and, if you could read my lips, that's because I was cursing in pain, so it probably didn't, it probably was pretty apparent what I was saying, and they had a camera, afterwards to get the tacks out backstage, and that video's up on YouTube, and the entire audio soundtrack for that had to be, edited because, I think they told me there were 22 F-bombs in a 90-second period of time, so they had to do a little shaking on that, a little cutting on that. But I appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
Hey, this is Riju again from SportsKira. This question is for Joseph Park, actually. Where does DK rank among everything that you have accomplished in your career?
Pardon?
Where does DK rank among everything that you have accomplished in your career so far?
What is the
DK the faction? No, where exactly does DK rank as career milestone? Is what?
What does DK rank most of it?
DK ranks up there really high. DK was a lot of fun. To meet in and out, a chance for me to do something different, which is hard. I've been around for quite a while, done an awful lot, the cave was an opportunity for me to do something a little bit different that I hadn't done. Switching to the face paint was kind of neat after being in the mask for a long time, and getting to work with Steve and Rosemary was fantastic. I was kind of the old veteran giving them advice, and they were kind of the young, energized talent that kind of picked me up every now and then. So it was a great partnership, and all three of us are close friends. So it was a lot of fun. It ranks up there pretty high.
Hi, JB. Just to kind of follow up on the total deletion stuff, how much input did you have on those segments? And what are your thoughts of where the intellectual property sits right now?
Well, that's a good question. I get that a lot. Obviously, I think anybody that's seen interviews that were going on while it was being done, I just saw somebody send me a clip from the Taz show, and I think anybody that was part of it, the day to day, would agree it was primarily myself and Matt. As far as the IP goes, that's out of my jurisdiction. Obviously, Impact Wrestling's paid my salary to create and help create that stuff. And obviously that's for someone else to decide, I guess, if that's where it's going. But, as far as, those guys go, what a pleasure to work with them. I love them all. Love working with, such creative guys. And that's the kind of thing too, whether it's with those guys or getting to work with Steiner, getting to work with Grado, getting to work with Joseph Park, you get some guys that are very creative and things start to happen and you gel and you realize, there's some really good brain trust that's kind of helping turn stuff out. And when you start, nothing's better than a good brainstorming idea over a couple beers after a show. That's usually when most of it gets done. So that's usually the case. Get to work with some great people.
I have a question for Grado. This is Adam Martin with WrestleView.com. Grado, a couple years ago, your videos from overseas in Scotland really started to go viral, and I was curious if you were starting to also kind of feel the reaction to that. Were you getting calls? Obviously, you got a call from GFW, but were you getting calls from a lot of wrestling promotions when your videos were getting millions and millions of views on YouTube and Facebook?
I actually was struggling to get booked anywhere a couple of years ago in 2012, and a promoter offered me a shot on a show, and he said, basically, if you can sell me 20 tickets, I'll put you on the show. So I done a video, and I basically aimed it at people in my town. I didn't actually necessarily aim it to wrestling fans. I aimed it to just the general public who lived in my area to try and attract them to come to a wrestling show. And that's what I done. I filmed a video, tried to make it kind of funny, tried to make it original, and shared it on social media, and then managed to kind of start gathering quite a fan base. And I managed to get people to come to the show, and then that's basically how it started. I ended up ICW, the company in Scotland where I wrestled for, they were the exact same. They got me to do videos. They asked me to do stuff on their show, and then that led to obviously Vice wanting me to do a documentary, and then DVC doing documentaries. So it was basically, that's how my career basically started, was uploading YouTube videos, putting videos on Facebook, having a wee bit of presence online. And this is before I even stepped in the ring, so that's definitely what happened a couple of years ago, and it's obviously I'm getting a chance to put creative ideas and stuff like that where we're working on it at Impact. I'm getting a chance to not only just put it on YouTube, it's going to be on TV around the world, which is fantastic, obviously, for a wrestler like myself. Is that a good answer? I don't know if that is. I get paranoid.
Hello. This is Vishnu again from Sports. My question is, this is for JB again. What did you think of the Wyatt Compound tribute that WWE had done based on years ago?
Is JB there?
Hello. This question is for JB again. What did you think of the Wyatt Compound tribute that the WWE had done based on the final decision case?
Ah, okay.
Didn't they
love JB? What was that there,
Graham? Does Andy, I love JB?
Does India love JB?
Yeah, well, I do.
Watching it, I knew it was coming. I have friends who work up there and gave me the Iggy that was going to go on. So I watched with a huge smile on my face. I was very flattered. that was about what I thought. But I also want to go back to what Grado was saying earlier. The fact that you didn't credit getting cast in the British boot camp as really the launching point of your career is quite I mean, you didn't mention anything about that. Literally plucked from obscurity to an international audience in weeks.
Oh, that's right. I'm forgetting that actually doing a series with you where I was put on a show in front of so many hundred countries around the world, that actually helped as well, so apologies. I remember it as clear as day. I got a message through the night from Jeremy Borash on Twitter. He followed me and he says, Grado, big fan of your work, clearly lying at the time, and he asked me, Grado, do you have a passport? I said, yes. Well, we're going to be following British boot camp soon. Get ready. And that was the start of the American dream. And I'll tell you what, as a British wrestler, getting a chance to go to America is like, that's like the biggest thing ever. So I will always remember. I woke up in the middle of the night because of the time difference, and I got a message from Jeremy Borash asking me if I was available for a British boot camp, man. And honestly, I've never, it's just one of the most proudest moments. It's ever. I've still got that
tweet, yes, don't. So, there you have it. Does India have any questions for me? Does India know me?
That wasn't the first time we talked. No. The first time that me and Jeremy Borash met was in December the 6th, 2002. I was 14 years old, and I went to see the WWA, the World Wrestling All-Stars Show. They had a show at the SECC in Glasgow, and I think the main event was Sting versus Lex Luger. Perry Saturn debuted, Sharkboy was on the show, Jeff Jarrett faced Nathan Jones. And I remember at the end, because NWA TNA had only just started 6 months, and by the way, I will always say that I was the first person in the UK to watch a TNA show, because the show went out on the Thursday, and I managed to get a tape trailer send me, and I had it by the Tuesday. Anyway, that's another story. At the end of the show, I walked ringside, and I introduced myself to Jeremy Borash. I was 14 years old, and I said, Jeremy Borash, I'm a big fan of TNA, and they're going to be coming here soon. And he kind of just looked at me as if I had two heads, and kind of no-sold me, and basically walked off. And I kind of got a bad first impression about the guy. But that was the first time we ever met. So you could say that me and JB have had a relationship for 14 years. Is it 14 years?
It's been tumultuous from the start. Yeah, it's been rocky ever since.
Say that again.
It's been tumultuous since then. I mean, it's been.
I don't know what tumultuous means. But does India have any questions for me? Because I teamed with Mahabal Nishida last year. And I thought I was going to be absolutely massive in India. I must admit, I really had high hopes of becoming like a really famous person in India. But really, I mean, nobody from India buys my merchandise.
Rest assured, last Friday night, 3 million people watched you in India. So you're good. Don't worry about it.
Well, yeah, I'm not trying to look. I don't want to be a mark for myself, but right, you know, remember that.
Too late.
So that's
too late.
No, it's fine. It's fine. So that was a high tribute. In fact, I remember last year when I wrestled Eli Drake in a cage match. Oh, no, sorry, Odar, the Great wrestled Eli Drake in a cage match. And that was the highest rated show on Pop TV last year. So that's twice 2 years in a row. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm up myself, but that's some pretty,
some amazing stuff. The numbers don't lie.
The numbers don't lie.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Ryan. Ryan, you're up.
Hey, JB, this is Ryan Bowman from the GorillaPosition.com again. You mentioned your production of The Total Deletion and your style of production. How much do you think going forward that Global is going to look to storylines and more like fantasy type stuff? And what's the balance you're going to strike with what goes on in the ring? Thanks.
Good question, thanks. Yeah, and again, it all depends on the scenario, the situation. In this case, it kind of worked for the Slammiversary match. The stuff with Grado and Joseph Park and Lowell Van Ness was done by same of the same folks that helped me with the deletion stuff. So you know, you're going to see it. You know, and really, what I guess as far as the stuff that's on the show now is doing the LAF stuff. So that's kind of where making a transition as far as what I'm spending my time doing.
So that's kind of where that's at now. I guess, you know, that's a different style here. So it's kind of like that, but I do like, I love the fantasy. Again, I grew up in the 80s where everything was bigger than life. I love the characters. I love the pageantry wrestling. That's what really got me hooked as a kid. And I think that's something that, you know, obviously it's kind of away from that a little bit. So I love when wrestling was truly fun and you didn't watch it to critique. You watched it because you wanted to enjoy it and see what happens next.
We got time for a few more questions.
Hey, this is Jeremy from Real Sport again. A question for Joseph Park. Just wondering how much longer you and, by extension, your brother Abyss think you have left in the wrestling ring.
Gosh, you know, that's a great question. I think a little bit. I don't think my gas tank's empty by any means. I think it's definitely not full anymore. No spring chicken. I've had a fantastic career. More so than I ever could have imagined. So I've been very blessed. Been around a lot of great people, that have helped me over the years. I feel like my resume kind of speaks for itself. And I'm pretty proud of it. And I still think I got some left in the tank. Like I said, I'm not a spring chicken, but I'm definitely learned how to work different ways. That's a good example of that, too, that have prolonged my career. But my longevity is something I'm really, really, really proud of. I've been in the business since 95 and with Impact going on 16 years. So I'm pretty excited about that and pretty honored about that. And I always think, like I said, I don't think you've seen the last of and some cool things coming up.
This is Raj Giri with Wrestling UK. I had a question for Joseph and JB. Just how was it working with Scott Steiner after he's been out of action for so long? And do you see Steiner wrestling for GFW again?
Well, we all know Scott for many, many years. And I've known Scott going back to WCW. Are you taking a bite of the oven? What's going on there? I've known
Scott Steiner. Sorry, the lighting's my dental.
Okay. I've known Scott Steiner for years. Going back to WCW, if I hadn't known Scott Steiner for years, I would have been petrified with the whole situation. And he's, you know, back in WCW, you know, when I talk about the chaos that was there and kind of a real hostile work environment, he was a big part of that. Yeah, if you saw him walking down the hall, I would usually just walk the other way. I turn around, I do a complete 180 and just find another hallway to go down to. When we toured together across Australia, I toured with him several times across Australia, across the UK. We would go in tour buses. He would commandeer the entire back, maybe quarter of the bus. And he would spread out there, and you just didn't go there. It was like the animal in the cave. So he gets the respect because most people fear him. If you know him long enough, and he likes you, or at least will tolerate you, you can work with him. And luckily, over the course of time, we've had a good relationship. So working with him is an absolute pleasure. Believe it or not, he contributed an enormous amount to that match in terms of creativity. So. You know, again, with Scott, you're not going to get that with him and everybody. But if he likes you and can do business, he's a lot of fun and can be a very creative input, you know, source. So he was great, and I definitely, to me, he's one of those guys. Tomorrow you could give him a web show where he rants on something for a minute, and I'd watch it. You know, so you know, there's definitely, and I think, you know, in terms of. I don't know even compare to. He's almost like a modern day Iron Sheik. You know, you don't know what he's going to say. It's going to be crazy, whatever he says. And sometimes, you know, his reputation now has lived on through the internet, through memes, through gifs, and sound bites, and songs, and parody songs. To now, where I think he's one of those guys that's right up there. The cultural cult following he has on the internet alone from that is been almost just bigger now than it ever has been. So he is a great treat to work with, and yeah, I definitely think we're going to see him again. Ross, I have some hot news to end on. What do you want to? You want to do one more question?
We got one more question.
All right.
Hi, Bobby Matthews from Pro Wrestling Stories again. I just wanted to ask, I was looking at the tour schedule. Now with the new ownership situation, is there going to be an increased emphasis on touring in the future, or do you know yet?
Yeah, there definitely is, and I can tell you I don't want to say the words in the heyday, but our heyday of touring, you know, we went several years without getting a bad review on our live events. We had a real different presentation. It was a very fan-friendly presentation. It was very different than what's out there. And I want to get back to that. And we are definitely kind of laying the groundwork right now to do, you know, this first tour in the Tri-State area of New York in August. I know we're looking at Canada again for, I think, September or October. But we would like to at least be, you know, I think the goal is get out there at least one weekend a month, you know, maybe increase that to two. But, you know, again, we always walked before we ran and make sure it's successful and make sure we can get that formula back. And I'd like to see Don West back on the road again. There's a lot of elements we had to those shows that made it very successful. And I think that's the plan to kind of get that back in place in 2018.
Grado, JB, Joseph Park, we've hit it right at about an hour, so I appreciate it. Grado, we'll give you 30 seconds for a final thought, maybe a wish heading into Destination X. What's up on a final thought from you?
Well, I just want to say all the best to India. Just hope maybe the next time we come back, maybe I may have some fans in India, some people, and then they can ask you some questions. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, everything will be resolved and I will get citizenship spotted and I will remain a superstar for GSW on the Impact show because me and Joseph need to get that name, and I'm sure we will.
Joseph, it's all you. Please tell me you're about to win a case eventually.
What do you mean? What's that eventually part mean, Ross?
Well, you didn't win your last one, so your next one will be eventually.
You know my record in the courtroom, Ross, is impeccable, my friend. It's impeccable, okay? So just watch yourself before I stick my brother after you. But as far as final thoughts, I just would like to thank the media that called in today and tuned in and asked questions. We really appreciate you guys. Thank you for allowing us to spend a little time with you. And also, to my friend Grado.
Joe
Park's going to get you all hooked up, my friend. And again, thank you to everybody on the media call, and look forward to some big things coming up and some great shows on the horizon. Thank you guys all.
JB, finally to you, I want a final and an additional hot news nugget from you. You've given us
some hot news.
I want more hot news.
I know, you're next. This may be known, but we are happy to have on board as an agent for Impact Wrestling. You'll be helping with our knockouts, Gail Kim, who announced that she would be retiring at the end of this year. So she's going to be taking on more of a behind-the-scenes role. Everybody may not know, but Gail had a very strong friendship for the last decade. I obviously do stuff with her husband, Robert Irvine, the chef, and she has an incredible mind. And really, you know, somebody that's going to take the knockouts to the next level. So she's in Orlando and Tampa training gals that you're seeing, some of our new up-and-coming gals that are on the roster. We've signed We've signed two new girls that you're going to be hearing about that you've probably known or at least heard of. You're going to be seeing. She's really, going to be hands-on working with the knockouts, not only in the ring, but also, of course, behind the scenes as well. So we're happy to do that. I just finished up. We just did the play-by-play post-production elements for what is going to be airing Thursday on Impact. And I got to tell everybody out there, this show kicks ass this Thursday. I think you're seeing a real evolution of the talent, and you're seeing guys in the ring that can really go. And the Super X Cup match, Sammy Guevara, competes in that against, and it's the opening match on this week's show. It's fantastic. I mean, it's really good stuff. And I think the level of guy, I mean, Matt Seidel's on the show, Low Key's on the show, Phantasma from AAA. We're seeing Akagan Sito from AAA a bunch of guys from The Crash. We're seeing guys from Pro Wrestling Noah. So no company's really doing this right now. We're really incorporating top stars from literally four different promotions around the world, and they're part of the roster. So you want a little variety, I think you're going to find it in the action this Thursday. I really would encourage everyone, when you haven't watched Impact in a while, check it out. This show this Thursday night absolutely kicks ass. Very proud of it.
Grado, Joseph Park, JB, thank you very much. All the media who called in, thank you again very much. Next week, we're going to have two superstars that combined have about 75 years in this industry. So be sure to come back next Wednesday, 1 o'clock Eastern Time, for the GFW Weekly Teleconference.